Some people like other things or love other things better than the love of God. Be it soccer or a sport, your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or materialistic things, be it money, be it academic records, and they spend more time putting in work than putting in work in God. When you like or love something, or you give something more time than you give to God, it's an idol to you. Be it anything, be it content creating as a Christian, be it preaching to people, God has to rule over your heart. He has to be the king of your heart, the lord of your emotions, the lord over everything that belongs to you. He has to be the lord over yourself, because this body we are given on earth, it's not for me, it's not for you, it's for God. He entitled and gave this body and this being that says you, for you to do it all for his glory. He borrowed you this body to do it for your glory. So if you idolize your beauty and how beautiful your body is, you're actually making that your God. So when you idolize something, when Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9 to 11, he says that idolaters and a list of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God. An idolater is a person who makes something their God, but they don't really necessarily know that they are God. When you spend more time doing something other than God, or having more time other than having a relationship with God, it's your idol, it's your God. When we look at 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 to 3, it says, if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. The devil puts a veil in people's faces so that they don't know the truth. And when that veil is removed, that's when people act upon the word of God. This veil is put so that people perish and so that people go with the devil to hell. He puts this veil so that people do not inherit the kingdom of God. So you have to open your heart to God so that you receive the truth and change and have a renewed mind.